This is the 455th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC. We're going to discuss everything about the signing of quarterback Kirk Cousins with our special appearance by columnist Mark Bradley. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, welcome to the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, Mark Bradley. It's always a pleasure when you come by to share your wisdom with us. We have a pretty big signing today will be officially tomorrow by the Atlanta Falcons. What was your reaction to the signing of or pending signing of quarterback Kirk Cousins?
I think they had to do something of this size. And this is, this is big. This is a major free agent signing of a quarterback. And it's the biggest move the Falcons have made in, I don't know how long. It's been a while. So I don't know that this franchise has ever signed a free agent quite like him. I don't think Peerless Price quite counts, but they thought he was a pretty big deal at the time. I this is a big deal. I mean, literally and financially and I think they probably, did they overpay for him? Yeah, you always overpay for free agent. It's the same thing like buying a free agent pitcher in baseball. You always pay more than what you're probably going to get out of the guy. But the reason you pay more is because you have to have this guy. And we just saw what happens to a pretty talented team that doesn't have a quarterback of NFL, caliber. They go 7-10. And I think they spent an awful lot of money on Cousins. I don't know if they're going to get four good years out of him. I'm not sure where he fits into the tiers of quarterback in the NFL. We used to have a hard time figuring out if Matt Ryan was elite or not. And Matt Ryan had been Rookie of the Year and MVP. I don't think Kirk Cousins has been MVP. But I do think he's a capable quarterback. And given where the Falcons are in their development and given that they've had six consecutive losing seasons, they needed something like this. And they were going to have to pay whatever it took, and they did.
And for me, it was a deal where I knew where I was when it happened. So the last big deal for that was, you'll get a kick out of this, when they made the trade for Michael Vick on rolling up South Cobb in front of the big lots.
You were. I had to pull over.
I was stunned. It's just changed.
Yeah, it did. I remember that one too. I think I was in Athens at the women's NCAA gymnastics championship, and all of a sudden they needed me to write something non-gymnastics that night for the next day, because it was that was a major deal, obviously. But again, that's a draft pick, so and they you know, they got two playoff wins out of Michael Vick, I think. And two or one? Two. You know, that's the other thing about Cousins. He's won one playoff game. And you know, I don't think you can always attribute game wins and losses to a quarterback. If you've got a terrible defense, it's, you know, you got to be an awfully good quarterback to overcome that. But I do think it matters a little bit. And I think that, you know, are you thinking Kirk Cousins is going to be the guy to get you to the Super Bowl? Well, he's never gotten anybody beyond round two of the playoffs. So, but also, how good was Washington back in the days? Not very. How good has Minnesota been? Well, they've been okay. They've been, you know, and they've had some very good players, and he did have the best receiver in the NFL working for him up there. Although I think he's going to have good skill people here. I think that the Falcons had basically put themselves in a position where if they didn't get Kirk Cousins, they were in real trouble. Because I think they could have, you know, they could have gone and tried to trade up in the draft or just take a quarterback, McCarthy at 8 or something, and see if that worked. But, you know, you don't know how young guys are going to work out. I guess they could have traded for Justin Fields also. But you don't know. I mean, Justin Fields is just good enough that the Bears are about to let go of him. So, you know, I think with Cousins, you at least get something of a baseline here. You know what he has done and can do. And you would think that he is not at an age, he's about to be 36, where he's, you know, quarterbacks can be okay at 36. You know, I don't know about 40, but we saw the difference between Matt Ryan at 37 and Matt Ryan at 38. And, you know, he went from being a pretty good quarterback to being out of the league. So I don't know. I think this isn't quite Vic-like. I mean, in the sense that the you know, that was franchise changer completely. I mean, they went from being like kind of a ho-hum team to all of a sudden they're the team with Michael Vick, and he was good. He was a really good quarterback for until other events interceded, and that's probably about the only thing I can remember. I guess they got Ward done too. You know, they've made some moves, but I don't. This is the biggest one, at least since Vic.
The only other thing I'd come up with, because the free agent signings were, you know, Ray Edwards and folks like that. John Abraham trade was pretty big.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Some respectability to the team.
Well, and you know, getting Michael Turner, the burner, he was a big deal too, because he came in tandem with Matt Ryan, and you know, and the Falcons went from being terrible to being a playoff team over that one offseason. So I think everything, given that, and you were around, you've been around them every day, and you were in Indianapolis, and you heard them talk then. This had to happen for anything else. This had to happen before they could go forward any further.
Mark, what is this for the new regime? Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot landing the big quarterback. You know, what is this? You know, kind of get them some cachet with the fans, or kind of, you know, how big will this be for them as they try to pivot and turn this franchise around?
I think this is, you know, I think this certainly buys them credibility. The trouble is, you know, now they got to win. And because this is the thing, you don't spend this kind of money on a quarterback hoping he's going to get you to 9-8. You know, he's you're thinking he's going to take you somewhere in January. And you know, that's the thing that Cousins has not done yet, and is winning the playoffs. And I think that can be, you know, if your team's good enough, and your quarterback's good enough, you'll probably win in the playoffs some. But that's obvious now that the Falcons consider themselves a team that has a chance to be not just pretty good, but real good. And I wouldn't disagree with that. I think they've got a chance. You know, this division, 9-8 just won this division. So, 8-9 won it last year. So it's not like they're playing in the NFC East. Everything that we said about last year about them having a good team and a good roster and being in a terrible division, that's still going to apply to a certain extent. Difference is they have a guy who's been in the NFL for 12 years as opposed to Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke.
Does the injury scare where, how do you factor in the injury for him with the Achilles?
The Achilles, you know, I was around when Dominique Wilkins tore his Achilles, and, you know, he was out for a year, but he came back, and he was, you know, he might not have been quite the same, but he also wasn't Dominique Wilkins at age 28 either. I know the Braves, when Mike Soroka tore his Achilles the first time, they were saying, well, that's not a good thing, but it's not his arm, it's his leg. He'll be okay. And then he tears it again, and all of a sudden he comes, when he does come back, his arm isn't quite the same because his mechanics have changed. Then he's not throwing as hard, and he's not throwing the same sinker that he used to, and that's why he's no longer a Brave. So, you know, I don't think Cousins is going to tear his Achilles again. I don't know that that was unprecedented, but I've never heard of it before, a guy tearing the same Achilles twice. I think it's probably wrong to gloss over it completely. Because it is, you know, that's not a good thing to have. But once you have the surgery and once you do the rehab, you do tend to be pretty much okay, you know, God willing.
Yeah, and before we let you go, you know, just to your predictions on the NFC South, you kind of touched on it there.
You know, I thought they should have won it last year. Even with Ridder, I mean, they're in position to win that division. If they beat the Buccaneers here, they win the division. If they don't lose to Carolina up there, which is still beyond belief, they're in position to win the division. I mean, they were not far away last year, even with their quarterback issues. And this year, you know, you would think that those quarterback issues are going to be resolved to a certain extent. I know Tampa Bay just re-signed Mayfield, but I don't know how good Mayfield is, to be honest. And if he had signed here, I would not think that was necessarily a good move for the Falcons. I know he was mentioned, but I wouldn't have wanted that. And also, you know, the Saints, I don't know how good David Carr is either. Or is it Derek Carr or David Carr? Whichever, Carr that plays down there.
Yeah, David was.
I'm sorry, I'm still old.
One who got beat up a lot.
I can't remember things. I think that you know, and Carolina is a mess. So I would think that, you know, just by process of elimination, they're the team to beat in the NFC South. But, you know, then again, this division hasn't been very good for a long time, and it's been a long time since they won it. I guess it was last time they won was 2016, wasn't it? The year they went to Super Bowl. So a while ago.
Yep. And then before we go, for real this time, Mark, any thoughts on Russell Wilson, you know, joining Arthur Smith in Pittsburgh to revive their version of the Steel Curtain up there?
You know, I kind of was a Steeler fan growing up, and I still, you know, follow him and watch him and pay attention. And you know, there was a time where Russell Wilson was one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. He won a Super Bowl his second year. I mean, he's a bigger deal in at his peak. He was a bigger deal than Kirk Cousins has ever been. And I'm still kind of bewildered as to what's happened in his career. I you know, Seattle was obviously not, you know, they were willing to let him go, and not many people let a quarterback of that. Capacity go. And then, you know, whatever happened in Denver, it was just, you know, that's one of the all-time bewildering things. I mean, they paid a fortune in draft picks to get him, and then all of a sudden he's gone in 2 years. Now, so I think you got to have some questions as to whether or not Wilson is if there's something about Wilson that isn't quite right now as he has aged. and not necessarily physically, whether or not, I don't know, do the guys around him not believe in him anymore? I don't know. But it's strange. I think that's a pretty good move for the Steelers. And I think that, you know, given that they're paying almost nothing, I think that's a major move for them in the right direction because, you know, you don't have to worry about if Kenny Pickett is good enough, at least for the next year or two. You know, you got Russell Wilson and he's a proven NFL quarterback. And if he can get back to being his best, then they're in pretty good shape, I think. They were the other team that I think you looked at in this and said they got everything but a quarterback. And the Falcons were one, and they have a quarterback now. And the Steelers were the other, and so do they.
Well, Mark, we're going to thank you for coming by the Bowtie Chronicles podcast and helping us break down this Kirk Cousins signing by the Falcons. And we got a little bonus in there on the Steelers and Russell Wilson. So just going to wish you a great day and a great rest of your week. It's always a pleasure when you come by the Bowtie Chronicles and help us out here. Really appreciate it.
Always great to be on with the mayor of Cobb County, Daryl Orlando Ledbetter here. So it's always good. Thanks for asking me.
All right, we're going to take a break now. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach. An air freshener can make your car smell like paradise. A drive to Daytona Beach will actually get you there. Beach on. Plan your trip today at DaytonaBeach.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're excited to announce a great deal for a Greater Atlanta. For a limited time, subscribe and you'll get digital access to the AJC for $1.99 per week for life. As long as you keep your subscription, you have access to the substance and the soul of the South, including breaking news and in-depth investigations, food, sports, business, and more from AJC.com. Every day for the rest of your life. Subscribe now by going to AJC.com/start. That's AJC.com/start to take advantage of the South's biggest deal. This is for new subscribers only. All right, we're back here at the 455th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and we want to thank Mark Bradley for coming by and helping us with a big major story here in Atlanta. The deal by the Atlanta Falcons to sign Kirk Cousins for $180 million with $100 million guaranteed. Yeah, they overpaid, but Mark explained some of the reasons why. Now, you know, just to put some bows around some things before we move forward and get into the back end of free agency and start getting ready for the draft. You know, people are going, hey, what happened to Justin Fields? What happened here? As we are recording, nothing. He's still with the Chicago Bears. So and what happened was, you know, his manager put a video on social media and everybody went nuts. Oh, he's coming to Atlanta. When's the deal going to get done? When's the deal going to get done? And so it was like, okay, you know, we've seen enough social media things that, okay, you got to check him out. You know, Julio scrubbed his site, he was mad. Kyler Murray scrubbed his site, he was mad. You know, Justin's manager, you know, we saw Kyle Pitts and AJ having dinner with Jesse Bates. I mean, he was coming to Atlanta. So we checked it out. And at the combine, you know, everybody up there, I was like, hey, Justin to the Falcons. They're like, no, I'm not hearing anything like that. You know, several people. So I couldn't get any connection to where the Falcons were talking to the Bears about Justin Fields. Only thing we had was the general manager saying, hey, he wants to do right by Justin. and, you know, try to do the deal before free agency started. But the Falcons were steady throwing out, hey, we want a processor. Hey, we want a distributor. Hey, we want a trigger man. That was describing Kirk Cousins. You know, they didn't say we wanted an RPO kid who ran, you know, for 1,000 yards. And so, you know, coming from the Rams, you know, and connecting the dots to Kevin O'Connell being in Minnesota, you know, we kept hearing Kirk Cousins was their target. And so that's how we proceeded and didn't try to add fuel to the fire. And kind of, you know, I was like, the radio guys were going nuts for Justin Fields because it was, you know, natural. He went to Georgia. He was from Harrison, you know, transferred to Ohio State. But that wasn't the type of quarterback that the Falcons were describing. You know, he did have a good year. He did beat the Falcons last year, a good end of the year. But, you know, there's still some work to be done there. Sacked 36, 55, 44 times. That's too much. So he was not a processor up there. But we wish him the best. And then, you know, one of our talks, I'll share the name on this one, is Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune. We respect him greatly. And we check, you know, with the beat writers, too. You know, hey, what are you hearing on your end? You know, does it match up what I'm hearing on my end? And he was like, hey, I don't think they want him. Or, you know, hey, he admitted to some of the research that he had did. He's like, hey, I couldn't find anybody that started 40 games, had a losing record, and then all of a sudden they took off. So, and so I knew the record is 10-28. That's, you know, 38 games. That's close to 40. I was like, hey, but what about Breeze? He's like, no, he didn't play 40 games. Once he got to play, he took right off. And so, you know, I didn't go double check that research, but I can't come up with anybody. The only other name I could come up with was Jim Plunkett. But, you know, he had, you know, personal issues in the middle of his fast start and then resurrection later in his career. So I think, you know, teams know that. If Brad knows that, they've seen, you know, almost 40 games of Justin Fields, and they know, you know, what he's capable of. I know he looked real good against the Falcons in that 37-17 win. And, hey, somebody threw it to DJ for 1,400 yards last year. So, you know, he'll find a home, and we'll see if that's backing up Watson in Cleveland or he's going to the Raiders. You're hearing all kinds of stuff now, but nothing has been done. So, but yeah, we just wanted to wrap up that bow on Justin Fields and, you know, just let y'all know that we never could confirm on 3-4, you know, different levels, beat writer, broadcaster, coach, general manager, assistant general manager level that, hey, the Falcons wanted Justin Fields. Now, they did, and that's the second time since they passed on him in the draft. So it was going to be on the coach to let them know if they needed to reevaluate Justin or revisit Justin Fields. They already had an internal evaluation that led them to pick Kyle Pitts and pass on him. But what kind of made it a little bit murkier, too, is that Ryan Pace is the director of player personnel for the Falcons now, was the GM in Chicago. So he had their data, too, on why they traded up to get him. So I'm sure that evaluation or reassessment was done, and the coach wanted the type of quarterback that they ended up getting, and that's where we're at now. That's where we're sitting here on in March at the beginning of free agency. We just need a signing on Wednesday for it to be official. So let's just move on to a couple other things here as we wrap it up at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. The you know, the injury issue that was similar to when the Saints signed Drew Brees. Okay, there was issues about his shoulder. What didn't pass the physical in Miami. The injury worked out. They went on to, you know, win the Super Bowl. Now, Brees was earlier in his career. He wasn't 36 or 35. Cousins will turn 36 in August. So there is a precedent for a team signing a quarterback with an injury and it being okay. Now, we'll see if that's the case here with the 36-year-old. And one last thing before we get out, you know, another thing that you don't want to gloss over here is, you know, early on, you know, the issue was, hey, Kirk Cousins can't win in prime time, and his record against winning teams is not good. I wrote down 13-43. I got to go back and double check that. That was from our good friend Buck Ballou on his show. We were riding in and couldn't write. I did record it, so, but we'll get that number. It's not good against winning records, winning teams. So the Falcons, you know, coming into, we'll evaluate the opponents next year. I know they got the NFC East, so that's tough, and I think it's the AFC West, you know, so it should be okay there. But it looks like games when they're going to be prohibitive underdogs, that's going to be a struggle, uphill climb. Now, you know, and let's just pivot to looking ahead to, hey, the rest of free agency, what else can they do? You know, the numbers are going to be, you know, right around $15 million left over. We know that they can go to Lindstrom's contract, Jake Matthews' contract, and get more money if they need it to re-sign players. You generally want to keep, you know, $5 million for the rookie class in there, and you want to go into the season with an emergency fund. So they have room to do some mid-level moves and some housekeeping moves moving forward. Quarterback situation, what's that going to look like? Are they keeping Ritter and Heinicke? Those will be some of the issues as we proceed here in free agency. You know, they let Jonnu Smith go and signed Charlie Warner, blocking tight end from the 49ers. He's the poor fella who's getting overshadowed by all the Kirk Cousins signing. Old Charlie from Rabun County. We also have a video up from our interview with him at the Super Bowl this year. He's been in 9 playoff games and 1 Super Bowl, one start in those 9 playoff games. So Charlie, former Bulldog, is coming home to play for the Falcons. 3 years, $12 million was his deal. So that kind of got overshadowed by the Kirk Cousins news. So with that, we're going to get out of here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Thanks again to our good friend Mark Bradley for coming by and sharing his wisdom and insight. You know, he said it's not quite Michael Vick, but it was a big signing. And yeah, I probably went overboard on that. But that's, you know, when the team makes franchise seismic moves, this is certainly one where they could, you know, get redirected. And, you know, I would want to see the franchise quarterback come in before he gets too old. And I don't know if you take him this year or next, but, you know, he's not going to play much past 38 or 40. So you want to be ready this time. You don't want to be caught flat-footed where you're making a play for Deshaun Watson and then you end up with Marcus you end up with the situation that they were in. We don't need to disparage those guys at this point. But the transition from the front office has got to be the wheels need to be set in motion right now. Getting Cousins is good, but, you know, for the long-term well-being of the franchise, you want to be able to be stable at that position moving forward. And you see how Green Bay's done it with getting their quarterback and then letting them sit and develop and prosper. Saw them get a big playoff win at Dallas this year, and you see that they are, looks like they have righted their ship. So that's the big takeaway for me here is how you're going to establish this franchise for the long term now that you have Kirk Cousins as your quarterback. So with that, we're going to ask you to take care and have a great rest of your week.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.